News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on Monday morning, August 11th, first day of school. And guess who's here to make it a great day? Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. Good morning, Malcolm.
Good morning.
Wow. I feel the excitement. I don't have anybody I know going to school, but I feel excited because it's the first day.
I remember those days.
I do too.
Yeah, when I took...
I was so nervous.
The first time I took my eldest to school, he wouldn't leave me.
Oh,
he just cried and cried.
Yes, I see that all the time at the bus stop, and then the kid won't get on the bus.
Yeah, and it just tore me up.
Yeah.
And finally, they said, well, just leave.
Right.
And they sort of... restrained him a little and left.
Aww.
But he cried and he cried. And several days later, he started to get a little better.
Yeah.
But yeah, that broke my heart.
Well, we moved around a lot when I was a kid. So we moved every couple of years. So I always felt like I was the new kid because sometimes I'd come into school in mid-year. But I remember my first day going to a high school, and it was starting with the other kids. And I was so nervous and scared. I had not been there previous year. I wasn't coming from, most of the kids were coming from their middle school to the high school. And so I remember I got there, and I got so sick. I had to go home. I had to go to the nurse's office after about 30 minutes.
Oh,
and my mom, because I was already a little actress at the time, my mother said, "Are you really sick?"
Yeah.
"Yes, Mommy, I'm really sick." I made myself sick because I was so scared. It was so intimidating to be in this big high school.
It is intimidating.
And the seniors looked like, they looked so big, and they were all laughing and so confident. And I was just kind of shy, believe it or not.
I tell you a great story.
Yeah.
My middle boy was exactly the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Took him to school. "See you later, Dad." Gone.
"Check you later."
And then he comes back at night and he said, "Dad," he said, "I don't think I'm going to go back to school. I really didn't like that. So I'm not going to go back."
Oh.
And I said, "Well, son, you kind of have to." "Well, I don't want to." He said, "I didn't like the teacher and I didn't like the other boys and girls." So.
Oh my, now what? Now what do you do
now,
as a dad?
So we reasoned with him. "Well, give it another chance."
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, he was a very gregarious child, and he soon was... he was the most popular kid in the class, and he loved it.
Right.
He'd love to be the center of attention.
Yeah.
I wonder where he got that from.
Gee, let me think about that for half a second.
Yes.
Mr. Shy over here. I don't know. I just had a flood of memories coming back. And then I had a silly memory because they were talking about songs and stuff. And I don't know what took me back to that. It's just that age where things are happening. And there was the boy in my neighborhood who apparently had a crush on me. And I'll never forget. He parked himself in front of my house with a boombox and played that song, "Precious, Precious and Few the Feelings I Have Inside," that song. Full blast for the whole neighborhood to hear in front of my house. Wooing me, apparently, got the Romeo idea. I was horrified. I was like hiding under my bed. that awful schoolgirl, that whole embarrassment thing. And, I thought about early crushes that I had on people and just... as much as I would love to go back for a lot of reasons, just being young and again, on the other hand, all that stuff, all that insecurity, remember all that stuff? I mean,
they were tough years.
Yeah, it's hard as a kid. And we didn't have cell phones and all the stuff they have access to now. I mean, it was hard enough with notes going back and forth in the classroom.
Yeah, things have changed.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I went to school, but... as I've said several times, I came from a very poor family, 10 kids, and you walked everywhere.
That's
and so
right.
Walked to school, and it was a couple of miles, which is not that big a deal, but it was just a whole different world. Nobody had anything.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was poor, and...
You took your own lunch. I had a lunchbox.
Well, we got...
we didn't have backpacks then. You kind of carried your books.
In those days...
Back in the day.
It's changed, I'm sure, in the UK. But I think it was a shilling a week.
A shilling?
A shilling, which is 5 new pence.
Mm-hmm. What does that equate?
The equivalent of about 10 cents now.
Wow.
Got you school lunch for the week.
Mm-hmm.
So when you got to school on Monday morning, if your mom could afford to give you what we used to call a bob, a shilling,
uh-huh.
If you had a bob, you would give it to the person who came around, and then you had school lunch for the week. If your mom didn't have a bob, shilling, then you didn't get school lunch.
Oh,
you would,
no.
We'd have to walk home and, you know, do
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Get a jam sandwich.
Something at home, right.
Something, if there was anything.
Yeah.
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 Happy days in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
Sad
simple.
Days in others, yeah.
Just a simplicity.
Simple world.
Yes, a much simpler world.
Yeah.
So we wish all the moms and dads who are now at work listening to us and worry, don't worry, they're going to be fine.
They'll get through it.
They'll get through it. You'll get through it. And just hang in there.
But I understand it is, you just get so close to them up to 5 years of age.
Of course.
Just dependent on you in every respect.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they're gone.
Right. You had to push them out of the nest, and it's just, it's a big shift. So a lot of folks are having a lot of emotions today.
And all of a sudden, they don't need you quite so much.
Yeah. That's the hard part, too.
Yeah. That is sad.
Yeah. But here's the good news. They're going to learn so much and have so much fun and make new friends. And but this day is an exciting day, this first day. So hang in there. It'll be okay. And speaking of being okay, I had a wonderful weekend this weekend. I know you haven't asked yet, but I wanted to tell you. I was excited about telling you that I did see the new musical.
By the way, Meg, what were you doing this weekend?
Oh, Malcolm, funny you should ask. I got to see that new musical, St. Francis.
Oh,
that Alan Pote of Children's Chorus had put together with Tom Long, and it was a staged reading of the musical. And I kind of went in with, to be honest with you, with low expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Malcolm, this show was phenomenal. They are on their way to Broadway. I am telling you, it was fantastic. The music, the story of St. Francis, who did of course the St. Francis Prayer, but to learn about his life, oh my gosh, it was amazing. It was really well done.
Now, are these local amateurs?
These were all our local actors and singers, but I wouldn't necessarily call them amateurs when you have people like Cheryl Vandenberg, Susie Griffith,
well,
Mike
I mean,
Dennis,
amateur in the truest sense of the word.
Yes.
Not,
well,
not
yes.
Professional.
It was our local, yes. You know.
Not
stars.
Amateur in the other.
Correct. Not in quality, but in not professional or not.
Yes.
But yeah, it was just amazing. So I couldn't wait to tell you about it because I keep your eye out, folks, for Francis is the name of the show.
Yes.
It'll be coming back.
Yeah, I'll look forward to that.
Yeah, it's going to be
fun. You must
fun.
Let me know when it...
I will. I'll definitely invite you to the next one. Okay, on that note, we're going to take a quick break. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and we're talking with my friend Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. If you have some thoughts on the first day of school, or maybe you've had a chance to check out Pensacola's downtown crowd, we'll be talking about that in just a minute. Text it in at 850-437-1620. We'll be back right after the break. Welcome back to Pep Talk. It's Monday morning, first day of school, and we're here with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing. And the new issue of Downtown Crowd is out. This looks fabulous. I love the cover.
The cover is Pickleball at the Port.
Here we go.
And if you go to page 15, it says A Pickler's Paradise.
Wow. Okay, you've got to elaborate on this one.
Well, down at the port,
they
have built a pickleball courts.
Pickleball
complex.
That's a hard thing to say.
Complex. Yes, it's
pickleball courts complex. There you go. Gotcha.
Ooh. And it apparently is catching on like wildfire. If you look to page 16, you see a picture of the relaxation area, and you can see across in the back of the rear of the picture there. Is the back of Palafox Street, that row of condos.
Oh, okay.
Apartments. And so that gives you some idea. And then Commandencia Slip is sort of in the mid foreground there.
So it's located where? Right off?
Right at the port.
Right at the, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, I have not had a chance to play pickleball yet, but I definitely want to because everybody I know says it's so much fun. I used to be on my tennis team back in high school, and I love, love, love tennis. And then, of course, things, knees, et cetera, et cetera. And so I haven't been able to play tennis for a while. And this sounds, people have told me this is a much better alternative because I think you don't really move and the movement's a lot easier. You're not making as sharp turns on your body. It's a little bit slower than tennis. Mm. But I could be totally wrong because I've never played.
It's a little bit more, genteel, I guess. Mm-hmm. I can't think of a better way to put it. It's but it's still great exercise. You still sort of move around, and it's a great sport. I don't think you work up too much of a sweat. And then, of course, you can go to the lounge area and drink a beer.
Sort of like golf for you.
Yeah, that's right.
it's the clubhouse you're interested in.
It's an excuse to drink beer. That's
right.
There you
go. Okay. Well, it looks beautiful. The complex looks beautiful, and there's a whole article about pickleball. I'm sure that they're offering classes and things for people like me to get started. It doesn't look expensive. It looks like minimal equipment. Paddle.
Yeah, you just need a paddle and
the balls, and you're on your way.
Morgan and Kelly from Balance Publishing, my editors, went down to do this story and were just absolutely taken with it.
Oh, wow.
And I think are going to take up pickleball.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I'll have to reach out to Kelly then.
Yeah, we're going to have to get her to come in and share experiences.
Have a Ballinger pickleball team.
Yeah.
I want to see you lead that up.
Well, I may lead from the rear, as they say,
one. Okay, chicken.
It sounds like a wonderful idea. I used to be, not a very good tennis player. Mm-hmm. And as I had difficulty picking the ball up over the net. So with pickleball, you don't really have that problem, I imagine.
I don't know. I've never played.
It goes much slower. It doesn't come at you like 100 miles an hour.
Right.
Like tennis can.
Yeah. Well, I love tennis, so I think I would love this too.
Well, I'd love tennis too, but often played people who were determined to smash the ball on the serve. 100 miles an hour, and you just, before you even think about moving the balls past you, that was...
Well, and see, I thought ping pong was going to be a good one for me, but then I ran against those same people. Now that they're not on the tennis court, they want to, slam dunking with the ping pong ball. Yeah. It's like, really?
Yeah.
Can we just have a friendly little game here?
It's kind of an ego thing, I guess.
They're out there everywhere, Malcolm, everywhere. If you're just joining us, this is Pep Talk, talking with Malcolm Ballinger, the owner and publisher of Ballinger Publishing here in Pensacola, who publishes so many valuable publications to our community, from Pensacola Magazine to Business Climate. We're looking at this month's issue, the August issue of Downtown Crowd, and you can pick up any of these publications all around town. They're free. You can also go online at ballingerpublishing.com and check out the digital versions. And it's cool online because you can just turn the pages with your finger if you have that kind of a laptop or your mouse. I love it. You can check out the articles. And if you have a question for Malcolm, please text it in this morning at 850-437-1620. Or maybe even if you're a pickleball player, do you like it?
Yeah, tell us about it.
Tell us about it. We'd love to hear from you. 850-437-1620. Okay, so what else is going on in your world, in the world of Ballinger Publishing?
Well, I want to draw your attention to page 19.
Aha, okay, what's on?
Which contains something near and dear to me.
Shocker.
Beer.
Well, tell me all about it. What is it?
It is Pensacola's largest and oldest craft beer event returns for the 29th year.
Really? That's been around that long?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that the craft beer, we really had a resurgence in the 90s, but I didn't realize that. Wow, that's fantastic. When is it?
Well, it's September 5th. Mm-hmm. At Seville Quarter, and it not only has craft beer, but also has craft distilleries, makers of various spirits.
Do you have a favorite beer yourself?
Well, I love Irish Red at Maguire's.
There you go.
But normally I'll drink a Yingling. I like Yingling beer.
Interesting.
Probably, though, the best beer of all is Bass.
Really?
Which, of course, is British.
Bass beer, which is the dark, right?
No, it's...
What am I thinking of?
That's Guinness, I think.
Yes, I'm thinking of Guinness Stout.
But I used to, as a young man, visit the Bass Brewery in a summer job that I had. And I've told the story several times, I think. So stop me if you've heard it before.
I don't think I have.
I used to deliver to the Bass Brewery. You pick up and drop off hops and advertising material and things. When I had a summer job with British Railways.
Huh.
And whenever you went to a department, they had special small glasses that they would fill with beer.
Mm-hmm.
And
a taster.
Yeah.
Like a
and
shot.
You would have it. So if you went to four or five different places, you got to... Now, in the winter, you know, I've said this to people and they go, that's got to be awful. But they would put the beer in a saucepan and warm it over a Bunsen burner.
Really?
And then give it to you in it. On a cold day, and it could get cold in England.
Mm-hmm.
That was wonderful.
Wow.
I highly recommend it.
Okay.
But most people say, that's...
Yeah, no, it doesn't sound good to me, but that's okay. But different folks, different strokes for different folks, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway,
we got to take a quick break.
I digress.
Okay, well, hang on to that thought, and we'll be right back. I'll take a quick break. This is Pep Talk, 850-437-1620. Text us in or give us a call and tell us what you think about for school day, about the possibility of playing a little pickleball. We'd love to hear from you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependables, talking with my friend Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing and the new edition of Downtown Crowd, getting into some stories about Malcolm's childhood as he was working hard in the context of the Emerald Coast Beer Festival coming up. And there's a great article in this issue all about that.
On page 20 is a QR code.
Uh-huh.
You click on that and order tickets.
Oh, how convenient.
It's September 5th, which is not that far away now.
Gosh, no. That's hard to believe, isn't it? Wow. Yeah, that's pretty cool. These QR codes are pretty amazing.
Mm.
The technology just never ceases to amaze me. And I do my best to try to keep up. But it's tricky. Things are changing every day.
Tickets are only $35. However, I recommend the VIP ticket for $80.
Oh, okay.
You get in a little earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Have a little longer to sample the beer.
Right.
It is a wonderful event. If you're a beer connoisseur, I highly recommend it.
Okay. I'd love that. So we did get a text in this morning, and I have to share this with you. It says, shout out to all the homeschool moms who are stress-free today and have no worries about the bus schedule. Touché. I love it. Thank you for sending that in. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. So back to school, back to work, all those good things. Pick up a Downtown Crowd if you're out and about, or a Pensacola magazine.
It's got to be hard to homeschool a child, because one moment you've got to be a parent, and the next moment you've got to be a teacher.
Oh,
it's very difficult to marry the two together, I would think.
I would think. I don't know how they do it. I really don't know how they do it. But my hat's off to them, because they're amazing.
Yes.
All right, sir.
Another 30 minutes has gone
flown
just
by.
Like that.
Flown by.
Yes.
So reach out. You can catch any of the digital issues at
BallingerPublishing.com.
Okay. Thank you so much, Malcolm Ballinger, for being here on Monday morning. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back with you again in just a few minutes right after the news. Hope you're having a good Monday morning so far. Thanks, Malcolm, for being here.